Kanye has himself a real good freak out. Still would love some questions answered about the logistics of the actual concert freak out himself, itself, where he walked off stage, but his stage is like floating. It's floating above the crowd. You pointed this out. Like, he's kind of like how Tommy Lee used to have his drum set kind of fly over the crowd, and they'd bring him back down to the stage and continue on through Dr. Feelgood or what have you. So he allegedly like walks off, drops the mic, but he's like out there floating around on this weird cabled hovercraft thing. I don't know how it works.
Maybe there's a trap door.
Oh, and just shot him directly into the audience. It's on, like,
it's on tracks, and it moves all around the arena. So they probably just moved it off to the side.
Just moved it off. Because it would have been awkward.
Walk off.
If he was like way far away from the edge and just kind of had to sit there after his tantrum, like, well, just going to wait now to float back to the edge. So he started thinking, like, has there been times where you've been brought to like a legit nervous breakdown, like, that's it, I can't do it, I'm sick of you know who in HR, I'm sick of the neighbor that hasn't returned my lawnmower, I'm sick of the kid who is continuously picking boogers and flicking them at me while I sleep, why does this company swear the bill hasn't been paid? And it builds up and it builds up, and eventually your brain pops. I told the story earlier in the show where Christoph Likealot, good buddy of mine, had to just walk me off the ledge out west after I had a show go really bad, and it was not the show to have, like, go bad. But I went and just ate it for 7 minutes in front of, like, execs that were there to, like, look at people for projects and yada yada. And I think it might have been a couple of bad sets in a row, and stuff was going on with the job, and stuff was going on with being 3,000 plus miles away, and just stuff built. It was no thing. But it was sort of like a death of a thousand pinpricks. And there I am on the side of the road, and it's like, I'm thinking about driving to Mexico. I'm just thinking about driving to Mexico. It's like, don't drive to Mexico. Nothing's down there except human trafficking and really cheap Cialis. The second sounds pretty dope. Stick around, take a breath, have a decaf.
Yeah.
And sure enough, I was okay. I was probably just having a moment of tenderness there. But
hey, it happens.
It sounds like Kanye might have been going through it.
I had one on air pretty much.
Was it the one about you wanting to work in a factory?
I think that was part of it. It was the same thing. It was a very stressful time around here. Mm-hmm. Things weren't going so well. I had pissed a bunch of people off. And then Keith got mad at me, and it was like, and that was the last straw. I'm like, all right, everybody's mad at me. This isn't worth it anymore. I can't take the stress.
I'm done.
Look, I was working with Mickey at the time. Okay. That was very difficult.
Okay.
Spiegel was there. He was always the sunshine of my life. So that was fine.
You're my rock.
It was just, I don't actually exactly remember what it was, but I just remember wanting to just be gone from here.
Keith started giving you crap for speaking ill of him on the air.
I don't remember.
And then you actually left the station, right? You took off in your car.
Yeah, I left and I went for. I just went.
You really, like, for real had a moment.
Yeah, I'm just like, I'm out of here. I'm out of here. And I left. And then.
Because I don't see
I only
you
made
doing
it as far as, like, the bottom of the hill. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not leaving.
You're like the kid that threatened to run away but only made
it
into the
backyard.
No, I
just, like, came to my senses. I'm like, relax. You got to go back in there. You can't do this.
Gotcha.
Like, and I just turned around and came back.
Wow.
And, you know, calmed down a little bit.
And, you know, it sucks.
This is stressful. I don't care what anybody says. What Kanye West does is stressful. You know, like, sometimes. Things can be stressful and overwhelming. Like, imagine being one of the biggest superstars in the world. How, like, Beyonce and everybody, like, they hold it together. That's impressive. You have to be a very strong individual, both mentally and physically, to be able to, you know, perform at that level and be under that kind of microscope.
And think about it, too. He's had such adoration for so long from so many tens of millions of people. When that switch gets flicked suddenly with the Trump comments, and all of a sudden, hashtag Kanye party's over, and he spouts off a little too much, and those same 10 million now have all their, you know, steely knives, forks, and daggers pointed in your direction. That's a tidal wave of hatred.
Do you think any part of this is a publicity stunt?
I don't know.
You just never know.
You never know. Who knows?
So
I think he's really. I think he needs to. He needs to step away for a little bit. He needs to hit the reset button. It seems like he's got a lot of irons in the fire.
Like, the fact that he canceled the tour is what leads me to believe it wasn't a publicity stunt. Like, if he did this, apologize, and then goes on and turns it into some thing in his set, like, okay, you were razzing us. But the fact that he just left tens of millions on the table.
Well, what if there's a huge comeback tour.
Really?
Let's go to the phones real quick. Talk to John, who might agree with you, Josh, in Baltimore. John, good morning.
Morning, guys.
How you doing, bud?
Yeah, so pretty much what Spiegel was saying. I think it's more or less this, you know, Kanye being Kanye. He's kind of like a drama queen, you know. It's like, oh, look at me, like, you know, like, oh, you know, I see people online, you know, post things about that all day, you know, like, look at me. This is all going bad. I went to the ER last night, you know, like, what is that?
You think people are just using the phrase nervous breakdown, mental breakdown, when they might just be having a real bad day?
Yeah, you know, I mean, there are people that do have nervous breakdowns, you know, I feel bad for them, you know, like, there is legitimate cases, but, you know, I just feel people more of the time. It's kind of like a drug addict, you know, like, I've been 2 months, 60 days, you know, 4 weeks, whatever, how many days sober. It's like, come on, get over yourself, like, we all got problems, you know?
All right, there goes. That goes that,
sensitivity
sweetheart.
Training, you might want to look into it.
Kanye West.
Buddy boy.
Nervous breakdown, they're saying. Burnt out. Chained to a gurney and brought to a hospital and is undergoing some sort of evaluation. I feel bad for the dude. You know I'm a Kanye fan. It's like, look, I hope he gets better. I hope he simplifies his life a little. I hope his brain calms down a bit, you know, and he gets back to the old Kanye.
Yeah, and I said this in the 6 o'clock news and Josh first said it. Trust me, I've been the dude to throw him on the grill more often than not around here, making fun of his stupid clothing line and some of his goofy-ass rants and everything. But he ain't a bad dude, all right? I think he's kind of a douche nozzle now and then, yes.
He's a demon.
Do I want to see anything bad befall him? People were, like, relishing in this guy's fall yesterday. I mean, people were laughing. People around here.
What?
I thought they were going to throw their back out doing cartwheels up and down the hallway. Like, ha, this guy's got to go to a hospital now. And he's got a kid. I mean.
Two kids.
Yeah, two kids. Man, he has just got potency. The guy is, he's still a person. He said dumb stuff, but it doesn't mean I want to see the guy end up in a padded cell somewhere mumbling to himself in tongues.
So it's got us talking about nervous breakdowns. Have you ever had a nervous breakdown? I mean, when Stella was born, that was I had a bit of a rough patch.
I got dizzy.
Well, she was born in mid-June, and then two to 3 weeks later, we started this new show. So I had a 3-week-old at home and a brand new morning show, and I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Oh, so my God. Everything in my life changed all at once. Professionally.
Yes.
Personally.
Yes.
Mentally. Yeah, yes. You did have a 10-car pileup on your brain. Yeah, the fact that you didn't chew off one of your own index fingers is pretty impressive. And
look
I had
at us
mom.
Now. Look at us now,
look
Mom.
At us now.
Look at us now, Mom.
Yeah, kick it ass. Mike, I turn to you before we get to the phones, 410-338-1098.
Even Keel Anderson.
Yeah, Smooth Waters Anderson.
Anything?
Nah, not really. I mean, kind of a...
I remember you told me one time, I don't want to dime you out on anything, but...
I'll let you share the tale.
I'm not sure what... You're writing it down. One time in college, leading up to finals, I kind of had like a... I kind of hyperventilated because, you know, of the pressure.
And didn't they give you a...
Oh, but that wasn't ever anything... It wasn't like a mental breakdown.
I don't know.
You just had a real bad moment?
It wasn't like a... You know, I wasn't carted off to a hospital or anything.
No, but still.
Yeah, luckily...
Hey, look, man. Life's not all puppy dogs and ice creams, okay? Sometimes it can be difficult and overwhelming, and anybody that just says, suck it up, you're a pussy. Okay.
You got millions in the bank. It's easy.
I got no sympathy for a millionaire. Yeah, because money equals happiness. Please. Those people are dum-dums.
I've never made more money in my life, and I'm a mental disaster right now.
Yeah, there you go. You're making the most you've ever made in your life.
And I'm a wreck.
You're a wreck.
I'm a dumb wreck. Oh, God.
See?
I can't tell you how many times I've just pulled into a Target parking lot and just stared up at the sky.
Some text had a complete meltdown. It happened a few years ago. Went to the hospital and found out my thyroid was not functioning, which can cause depression, stress, and it affects the entire body. So that person actually had a medical reasoning.
Yeah.
Bad breakup, laid off from a good job, found myself in a terrible dead-end job as a delivery driver that took me past the end of BWI runway. Couldn't help but imagine all the people on those flights going on vacation or going home or maybe even leaving for a new start somewhere else. I had a full-on breakdown on the side of the road one day. It's tough to empathize with others until you've been through your lowest points.
Yeah, ever since I had my pullover, call my friend Chris, hyperventilate on the side of the road, every car that I now see in the shoulder with someone in it, I'm convinced, is just having a full-on mashed potato brain moment. Yeah. Just screaming to someone on the other end going, I can't do it anymore, Cecilia. I just can't.
Had a wife and a child at 45. Nerves so bad, could not stop pooping for 2 years. I lost 40 pounds.
All
the
right.
Nervous poops was the worst.
Poop away the weight. Bob in Annapolis. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
Hey, bud.
Love your show.
Hey, we love you, Bob. What brought you to the brink?
Robert?
I had no self-esteem, really, but I was going with this pretty girl. I was 17 years old, and she broke up with me. And I just lost it. We had a night of driving around drinking tequila, and I ran my car going 60 miles an hour, heading into some oak trees.
Whoa!
How you doing now, Bob?
Well, I've had several nervous breakdowns. They diagnosed me with manic depression about 15 years ago, so I take anti-seizure medication, and I'm all right.
That's good.
Bob, we're going to give you tickets to my comedy show tomorrow night, because nothing puts somebody back on track after driving a tequila-filled automobile into a redwood at 60 miles per hour. Gets you back better than a couple of chuckles at the Baltimore Comedy Factory, so I'm going to put you on hold. I'd love to see you tomorrow night, Bob.
Dude, all right. Some oak trees.
Wow.
Damn, son.
Bob went through it. And by it, I mean a tree. Let's go to Robbie here in Baltimore. Robbie, good morning, buddy.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing, man?
Hey.
So basically, I mean, now, granted, my opinion is based purely on speculation because none of us really know exactly what happened with Kanye. There's been musicians that have literally been set on fire on stage. There's musicians that have lost their arms and have kept going. You know, whatever happened, you know, God forbid, unless he got some kind of phone call that said something was wrong with his children or something, you're going to sit there and claim to be this great genius. You need to suck it up and do your job. That's,
you know, I think
that's
though,
all I
got to
say.
I love how
you can make you can just draw comparisons. Well, you know, he didn't lose an arm, so you know he really shouldn't be stressed out.
And if you did read about the dude, I think you're referring to what's his name from Def Leppard,
sounds
right?
So ridiculous.
Lost his arm. He did actually have a full fledged meltdown after that. That he had a meltdown. And don't forget, James Hetfield, who was set on fire at a Metallica concert, descended into the depths of alcoholism after his body was damn near burnt flesh clean off of his body. I mean, they went through it also.
Yeah.
So, we all have our different thresholds, all right? My threshold, for example, is very little. I can't take a whole lot, and my brain cracks in half. Other people are stronger and can handle more. I hope you are one of those people, Rob.
So he didn't lose an arm and wasn't set on fire, so he just needs to suck it up.
God love you.
Got it.
All right, good talk. Let's go to Kyle and Bel-Air here, opening up the heartfelt lines. Good morning, Kyle.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good. So what happened to me was I was moving from Germany to the United States. I was in Charlotte, and I had no idea where I was going to college. I had no idea where I was going to live. I had an idea where I was supposed to be in New Jersey, but I had no idea. And my girlfriend of, like, about 3 years had just broken up with me when I moved to the United States.
Yep. Perfect storm.
A lot of breakup
stuff. Perfect storm going on. And a lot of that uncertainty of the future, uncertainty of where life is heading, that can be very, very scary.
Yeah, when the future that lays before you is a blank whiteboard, the future that lays behind me, oh my God, is gone. Hey, without getting into characters, there's somebody we all well know who recently left a job in hopes of there being this new job he was going for, puts in his time at this job, says, hey, I'm done. Then comes to find out, hey, that job that you left your old job for doesn't exist anymore. And now he's just floating in the ether. And he could possibly, if he's cut from weaker stuff, maybe have himself a breakdown. Lord knows I would.
For me, that would be like understandable.
Yeah, I would get that. Absolutely. Let's talk to Gary in Rosedale. Gary, good morning, bud.
Morning.
Hey, what's up, Gary?
Hi. So, I started college in my 30s. I had my first class the next day. My wife had our baby. And there was one night, you know, finals were loading up on me, and Brendan, my son, wouldn't stop crying. Mm-hmm. And my wife was working overnights, and I just lost it. And I had to call her to come home from work and take care of Brendan. As soon as he gets into her arms, he passes out and goes to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. A lot of kids stuff, too.
Screaming and crying.
Thank you for checking in. A lot of stuff about breakups and a lot of stuff about I just had a kid at a very particular moment. Like you said, at the beginning of a brand new show, you have a kid. This guy's going through finals, which just finals to begin with. How many stories do you hear about people just diving into the bottom of a bottle of whiskey because of finals, much less a kid, and the kid's crying, and you want to help the kid, and he doesn't know what the hell to do. Oh,
let's take one more here. Let's go here. Mark on line 4. Mark, good morning.
Kanye's such a tool.
Yeah.
I can only hope he's really, really small in the pants.